Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Reality Radio Podcast with Whitney, Stefan, and Andrew. Today we'll be talking about the Are You the One Season 4 premiere. It was a very good premiere. I really enjoyed it. Got Whitney and Stefan on the line. How's it going, guys?
Going good. What's up, everyone?
Yes.
Whitney, just real quick before we talk about the episode, how is everything?
Cool.
Yeah. Whitney, real quick before we get going on the episode, how's everything going with Orlando right now?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, like it's still crazy. It's still like everyone's like on high alert. Especially like Disney kind of got, you know, beefed up security and you know it's still reeling. Everyone's still reeling from everything that happened. So
sad, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm looking at your tags that you put for this episode: Zodiac Love, Alpha Woman.
Don is a tool.
That's good to hear that you guys are hanging in there. We're definitely praying for you guys in Orlando. I mean, back to back days of just tragedies. But anyway,
tragedy, yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, on a lighter note, first episode of Are You the One Season 4. I can't believe it's in Season 4 already. Just 2 years ago was the very first season of Are You the One.
Yeah,
now
they're pushing them all back.
Four.
Yeah, they are.
They're already casting for Season 5. Like, they're already looking for doing cast calls for Season 5.
Wow.
Like, what the heck?
Yeah, so what did you guys think of the premiere episode? I thought it was really good.
I thought it was good, especially me being, you know, new to it. Because I haven't really gotten into it yet. But
Is this your first premiere, Stefan? Is this your first time watching it?
No, I saw RE1 Season 2, but it was on and off. I wasn't able to watch in the whole season. But this Monday night, I thought Season 4 premiere was really good.
It was 100 times better than the last few season premieres. Season 1 premiere I thought was really good. So, I mean, Season 4 and Season 1.
Was this premiere different because they didn't do, like, an actual challenge to see who was going to be, like, the final couple to go into the booth? Do they always do, like, a challenge before the booth?
Yeah, they always do. They always do, they call them getaway challenges. But this time, the whole new twist was love at first sight, and three couples got to pick just from basically looking at them. And let's break down the couples real quick. So, Kaylin, she picked Steven. Who's the other one besides the one that went into the truth booth?
What's the guy?
Then you have
Tyler?
Prosper, who got picked by, was it Tori?
Tori picked Prosper.
Who did Tyler pick?
Alyssa.
Alyssa.
I was looking at her. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Alyssa.
Okay.
Yeah. So, would you guys, Whitney? I know you've been watching this. You've been watching this show with me since season one. What do you think of this whole twist? If they got this perfect match in the first truth booth, they would have gained 250K. What do you think of that?
I think it would have been better had they waited, let them meet each other, go in the house, mingle a little bit, and then for Ryan to show up and be like, hey guys, I know you're ready for a getaway challenge, but here's the deal. This is what we're going to do. You got to know each other a little better. Now, then do it that way, so then they would have more of a feel by doing it with them just, like, looking at each other. They don't even know each other's names yet. It was pointless, I thought. There was no way they were going to get that right, unless it's just sheer luck. But, I liked it. It was a nice little twist, you know. I wish it would have done it a little later. You know.
But maybe he meant it, you know, love at first sight. So whoever you see, is that your true match? You know?
The first day. Like, after, like, just, like, the first few hours. And then
before the conversation, just love at first sight. Like, just seeing the person. That's maybe they try to do it like that for the conversation.
I guess it was just interesting seeing them all pair off with different people as they all actually got to know a little more about each other. They just kind of felt like they weren't even talking to their people that they picked.
Right, they were just going off of whoever they were.
Which is something I liked about this cast. The past two seasons, Whit and I have been watching, and some of these no matches, I'm sure we'll see it in the later episodes, but some of these people that aren't matches were link off with, would just stay with each other. But guys like Steven, who I was kind of indifferent about, I don't know what to think about him. Steven was like getting to know all the girls, like introducing himself to all the girls, which was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I want to touch on really quick, because it really doesn't need much touching on, I didn't know Chuck was on this season again.
Who?
Chuck. Sam, he looks exactly like Chuck from last season.
Oh, I don't even know him.
With the hair, doesn't he, Whit?
Chuck is cute. I like Chuck. I don't like this Sam guy. He's like too short too.
Yeah, but with his long hair, I'm looking at him right now on the MTV bio. He looks exactly like Chuck's little brother or something like that.
I thought what's his name? Asaph. He stood out. He's from I think he's from Israel. He stood out.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind seeing
in the wrong way.
In the right way for us. To the
viewers,
like he stood out in the right way.
Right.
Yeah. Calling Julia, hey, fat ass.
It'd be interesting to see, you know, on the challenge.
One question, another podcast that covers already the one, and I asked this and I haven't listened to it yet, is and I want to ask you guys, is how long will the language barrier excuse work for Aesop with things that he
right.
says? How long will that be able to last in the house?
Probably not long.
You said how long will it wait, or how long should it what'd you say? What was the question?
How long should that excuse be like valid, you know?
You should stop.
I think, as you get to know people, you get to know, like, their vibe. Right away, it's very valid excuse, even when he's talking to cameras. So it's not like he's putting on a front or thicking it up for the people. Even when he's talking to us, you can see him trying to choose and pick different words, certain words. So I think it's very valid because he just met these people. He's trying to open up. He's trying to... You know, there are things in different language, in different cultures that are appropriate that wouldn't be appropriate. It's another one. So I think it's very valid for like a couple weeks, or in this house maybe like a week.
Right.
Until he starts really getting to know people and knowing, okay, maybe I shouldn't say that again. You know.
Yeah.
But he's got to mess up with everybody because that's how you learn. You mess up with everybody, you say something you shouldn't, and then you know, then
you guys
finally get the figures.
Did you guys see the thing on Twitter? You know how Victoria said, in America, we treat people with respect, and they showed the flag behind her or something? I don't know if you guys caught that on Twitter yesterday, because yesterday was Flag Day.
Oh, no, I haven't seen
when
that.
When did she say that? That's a joke.
Right.
We treat people with respect, and Donald Trump is our next president candidate. Yeah, right.
Right. But there were some, wasn't there a love
other
sign goal appearing?
Yeah. We can talk about them, Emma, John, and Julia.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys think of that? John and, you know, John being attracted to Julia because, you know, they're from what state? North Carolina?
Louisiana.
South Carolina? Louisiana,
I guess this John guy is from Nebraska now. But anyways, there's
kind
always
sad,
one guy on this show that everybody loves to hate, and John Humphrey is going to be the one that everybody's going to love to hate this season.
I saw that too.
I don't know. I think ASAP is going to be the one that people love to hate. I think people are just going to hate John.
Because
I don't really love to hate him. I just hate him. But ASAP,
I
see him being
cool.
like that guy that
you say Seth?
you love to hate.
No, I thought he was kind of cool. Not his comment, though.
Yarn is just like, ugh.
But yeah, I can see people hating on John. Because he can't make his mind up, and then he's like leading on Emma. Poor Emma.
Well, it's not that. It's like, how do you get so attached so quickly and to the point where you're shutting off someone else already?
Yeah, they were going in the house for, what, 2 days before the first matchup ceremony? That's what I'm guessing.
Yeah, 2 days, that's not enough time to be that attached.
Yeah.
But
and the fact
like,
that he called Emma Julia was hilarious.
That was great.
That was funny.
That was amazing. I love that.
That was funny.
But I think that my whole take on this thing is I think that he's amping it up a little bit, you know. Like he's trying so hard to be that guy, that Chris
the villain.
The Chris and Stanley thing. I think he wants that with Julia. And it's like he's coming off too strong, you know. It's like you just met both of these women.
Exactly.
You know what the show is about. There's so many different ways, different factors that weigh in, other than like where you live. You know, Julie seems uninterested, so I don't get what his deal. How can he can't read the situation better?
Yeah.
Really weird. Like, you should be smarter than this. This is the fourth
one,
season.
Yeah. Other ones from the cast that I liked. I liked Kaylin.
Kaylin, yeah.
I was
going to
be... I like girls on reality shows that don't have a filter, and she's one that she's not going to have a filter, which I'm going to enjoy this season. She has an amazing tattoo on her... right shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. It's pretty sick.
A left shoulder. Yeah, yeah.
Left shoulder. Yeah. Sorry. I don't know my from the left, I guess.
No, I do.
What do you guys think?
But I also think that it's great that she doesn't come off too strong. Like, forced. She's not, like, forcing this strong personality. It just happens. It's just her. Like when they were doing their, passing the ball around, saying something about themselves, she said it outright. Look, I'm a dominant person.
Female, yeah.
And and that's, but she wasn't. She was still like a likable person.
Mm.
So
very, very likable.
I can't wait to see what happens in later with her and I think it was Gio. She got into it with
Gio.
It's gonna be great. I just want her to challenge already. Like, skip this.
Other ones that I liked, we can just go ahead and go straight to the getaway challenge. Is there anything else that you guys want to touch on before
did
the,
have a challenge?
I mean, not the getaway challenge, but the date?
The date. So I was going to say real quick to help Emma out, who do you think she should talk to in that house, though? Well, who do you think who's actually her match? Do you think she's, obviously, do you think her and John are one of the beans, or... What guy do you think is?
It's too early to tell. Like, I remember last season when I did a recap after the first episode, and I thought one of the couples was a couple, and the next episode they all messed it up, and they ended up getting a blackout. And it's just very hard to tell,
Yeah, I was thinking that one guy. I'm trying to look at his name now, but he said he's. I know he's wearing a blue T-shirt. I think it was Corey. I'll get back to it. I was thinking maybe that was her match.
I don't think there's a Corey on this cast. You're thinking Big Brother.
No, well, there was another guy. Was it? No, maybe it was Cameron. Yeah, maybe
Cameron?
It was Cameron. Cameron, yeah.
There's a
Cameron and Cameron
on this cast. How annoying is that going to get?
Right.
Like, what the heck? We didn't touch on Tyler and Nicole, dude. They had a little thing, which I really adored.
I thought they were a match. They could be a match, but she didn't pick him.
We don't know yet. Tyler messed it up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They're probably a match.
Yeah, that was a genuine vibe right there. I liked it. I mean, obviously it got worse later in the truth booth, but at the time it seemed like it was pretty genuine.
Yeah. I like Nicole. I think she's going to be kind of understated, but have her moments. Like she's not going to be heavy featured in the craziness, but
she's
going to be kind of like the breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I like that. Like, she's cool. And I hope Tyler, I hope they are next. They're really cute. And I hope Tyler, like, gets that together. She's really cute.
But do you see Nicole being like Alec in a way? Like, Alec and Stacey last season. Alec kind of faded off from Stacey. I feel like Nicole's going to be Tyler.
What are you saying? Andrew?
I was going to say, you know how Alec was always against being Stacey's match? Do you feel like Nicole's going to do the same thing with Tyler?
Oh. I don't know. I mean, he said he's going to try to make things right. And she made a great face, but we'll see.
Right.
Yeah.
So you want to go ahead and move to the date?
Yeah. The date was pretty cool. I love the dates. It's probably my favorite part of the episode. They went whale watching on a kayak, which is pretty cool.
Oh, kayaking, yeah. It was. I mean, I guess. I mean, it was kind of, 2 seconds, and then they were on the beach talking, which is all good.
Well, how long do you want them to watch whales? Like, what the heck do you want to do?
Yeah. Why didn't you make the date? They should maybe make the date like another competition. Like, if you win this, then you get to go somewhere else. Or, get something else involved. I don't know.
You
it was kind of like, look at us kayaking. It was still good. It was still nice.
It was great.
So, the two other couples that didn't go in the truth booth, they really weren't feeling any. I didn't see any sparks between either of them. I know on an after show that Kaylin and Steven were like, okay, we're probably not a match. We're just going to move on.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what they said. That's what Kaylin said in an after Buzz interview. Well, Tyler and Alyssa.
Alyssa was very, very much like, if you're not, an Aries, then you're not.
That was
Zodiac,
right?
I was like, what? And Tyler said the same thing. He was like, what, are you going to go up to every guy and just be like, hey, are you an Aries? No? Okay. Are you an Aries? Like what?
Right.
Like, Aries is January. Quick side note. Aries is January, right?
No.
Oh, no. I don't follow Zodiac.
I know I'm a Gemini. That's all.
I know I'm a Capricorn because I'm January, but I know my month split. So I'm not sure. What's that, the Capricorn and Aquarius? Yeah, Aries is somewhere else.
We should just ask Mac Dawson what the signs are. You know how he said on Survivor, most winners on Survivor. But anyways, that's for another show.
But that's not the first time we've heard it, because Gio and Kaylin were talking about their zodiac sign too, and they were both, I forgot what they said, they were something, and they were both like. Not hot-headed, but just very dominant personalities, And so they say they need someone to cool it, which makes sense now given the preview. We're going to see some very one's more dominant, which I'm banking on Kaylin. But, so it's like heavy on Zodiac this cast. I don't believe in it, but, hey, we'll see. We'll see what works.
We'll see, yeah.
Yeah. So that was pretty much the day. They had a cool little Tori and Prosper had a cool little harmonizing.
I was so heartbroken that they were not a match. I really was like, oh, they're so cute, but they're probably like best friends type.
But
of
you right. probably, but wait, you know, if it's too obvious, it's not a match.
Really?
No, not necessarily.
Christy and
well,
Stanley,
I guess, yeah.
Devin and Kiki.
too obvious is on that.
Well,
yeah.
Well, who do you think they're, who are their matches? Do you think their matches? And
I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's too early to tell.
I feel like if it's Kaylin,
we got about,
and Gio is not a match, then Gio and Tori could be a match. So we'll see.
So we got about 10 minutes left in the live stream. Let's get to the truth booth. Francesca. How do you say Francesca? I feel like
Francesca.
Maybe, yeah.
Who actually, I don't know if you guys knew this, she was on X Factor.
Oh, wow.
She was in a group on X Factor season 1.
Mm. She's probably in there.
And,
oh, okay.
And Asaph, according to a source that I've heard, Asaph was on So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh wow!
So we got a couple former reality stars that have been on camera before.
Right.
But anyways, Francesca called us out.
Oh, yeah,
Tyler said no. Oh, Tyler was like, "Let's go to the Boom Boom Room."
Yeah,
the Boom Boom Room.
And Tyler was like, Seb, you don't know what the Boom Boom Room is?
Oh, no, I was trying to remember that scene. Yeah, but yeah, I remember it.
Yeah, it's where all the cast members go to
hook up. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I don't believe. Yeah.
Go ahead, Whit.
No, Tyler didn't handle that right. He didn't handle that properly.
No.
He probably said it wrong.
Yeah, he needs to be a little smoother than that. But I don't believe him though. I don't believe that he just said, "Let's go to the Boom Room to sleep, you know, to snuggle." I don't know. I don't know if I believe that.
He was stuttering like big time. He was like
Yeah, I think Nicole has every right to be suspicious.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, back off a little bit from him. See, you have
right.
to wait till people's true colors really start showing. You can't just go off first conversations.
Right.
So they picked Tori and Prosser to go in. And,
yeah.
Drum roll, please, not a match.
Mm.
I mean, it would have been cool if they would have gotten the 250K, but I've known from watching the first 3 seasons that if it's a match, it's not. If it looks like a match, it's not going to be a match.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was sad for them, but at the same time, I like both of their personalities. So I'm happy that they're still in the house.
Yeah. So yeah. Then the whole thing that we already talked about, the whole John calling Emma Julia thing happened. That was hilarious. Sam taking a shower in the pool. That was freaking hilarious.
That was disgusting.
So,
dude, let's get to the match of ceremony. That's where all the magic happens. That's where all the great stuff happens.
Right.
I'm going to go in alphabetical order, and if you guys want to talk about a certain couple, just say stop. I'm just going to go how it says on Wikipedia. Asaph. Francesca picked Asaph.
I agree with that.
I want to say Asaph, but it's Asaph. Victoria picked Cam.
I don't agree with that.
Michaela picked Cam.
I don't even know
Cam.
Who Cam is.
Yeah, I don't even know who Cam or Cameron is, so I don't know if they're not a match or not. Michaela picked Cameron.
I don't.
Do you want to stop?
I'm looking at Michaela. She looks very much like Aiyah from Real World Can Can. Like, you look at her fat picture. She looks very. Like, her face, like their complexion is different. She's darker, but, like, she has this. I don't know. It's just something about she is very familiar face, and I match her with Aiyah for some reason.
Good call.
Yeah. I can see that.
Good call.
I can see that now.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit taller than Aiyah.
Yeah, a little taller.
Yeah. Aiyah is what, 5 foot? Do you guys want to stop at Kaylin and Gio, or do you want to move on to John and Emma?
Kaylin and Gio, I like them. I think they're one of the three matches. I do.
Yeah.
I really think that.
Well, watch. They're gonna go to the truth booth next episode or the episode after, and no match is gonna pop up on the screen.
I don't think they're gonna go to the truth booth next episode. I think that they're going to think that they're not a match, and they're going to go and try to find people who are the exact opposite of them, because they think that's what they're supposed to do, and they're going to butt heads, and blah, blah, and they're going to end up being a match. That's my vision for them. I hope it comes true. I hope it comes to fruition.
And then poor Emma. Let's talk about Emma real quick. Poor Emma was getting... She's like, I deserve better, and the girls were like, yeah, you do. And then what does she do? She picks the guy that she was just talking crap about. So I don't know what to
think. Well, I mean, if she believes that they're a match, then she should pick him. Because even if she likes him or not, it's at the same time, it's still a game. So who else would she have chosen that would not have messed up anyone else's pick? You know. So I think that was right for her to choose who she believes is her match, whether or not they're having problems. So I think that it made her kind of look stupid, because she was just talking about how he treats her and how she deserves better. But at the same time, it's a game, and you have to go with your odds, you know. So
yeah.
We'll
so,
see. I mean, what do you think about Julia's outburst, but her comments saying that Emma's pathetic, and it makes her look pathetic that she chose him, and all this and that. It's like, what did you think about that, guys?
I don't know if she was calling her pathetic, but she was definitely saying the action was pathetic. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you believe her, though? Do you agree with that? Do you think that, does she even have a right to call her out? Because Julia doesn't seem interested, at least from what we've seen.
It's hard to say, because obviously we know from covering reality TV and from watching reality TV for the number of years that we've all watched reality TV, we obviously know we don't see everything. So it's hard to say, you know.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Morgan and Julia, Morgan's confessional. I want a girl who looks just as good as me on Instagram. That was kind of douchey.
Tell you, kind of petty, but funny.
But the whole jacket thing, him giving Julia his jacket, that was smooth. I gotta give him that.
Yeah.
Right.
John hated it. John hated him for that moment.
Yeah. I mean, do you think girls are gonna actually want to talk to this guy more after that moment? I mean, that was a good move on his part.
Yeah, I think that. I don't know if he's as douchey as he is on online, then probably not. But I mean, you gotta talk to everybody, right?
Right.
So, going down the line, we got about 90, 60 seconds left on the live stream. Camille picks Prosper. Alyssa picks Sam. Nicole picks Steven. And Tori picks Tyler.
I don't agree with that.
Which one?
Nah.
Nicole and Steven?
Nicole and Steven. I think it's going to be Nicole and Tyler. And I think Tori. I'm not sure about Tori yet.
So, yeah, they ended up getting the most in the first matches ceremony, right? What? Three beams?
I believe so, yeah. The first season, they got like two in the first match.
So, which threes do you guys think are right? It got to be Kaylin and Gio, and then got to be two more.
I don't think
I think Kaylin, Gio. I think a matchup that we haven't gotten to explore yet.
It's one of the Camerons.
Probably. Who did Morgan choose? You know
Morgan,
what? I think Morgan and Victoria will be a match.
Julia picked Morgan.
Julia picked Morgan. Okay.
If John's not Julia's match, I can see Morgan being Julia's match.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I don't think John and Julie are meant.
Because, you know, they like to trick us with this, you know, they're not giving the couples that end up being the perfect matches, like the couples that may end up making the truth booth, they're not going to show us their story quite yet because they want to give us the conflict. So the ones we're seeing the most about, like John and Emma or John and Julia, I don't think any of those are matches. For some reason, though, I believe Kayla and Gio are a match, but, you know, like Nicole, you know, I think I'm up in the air with Nicole and Tyler, but I can very well see Nicole and Steven end up being like that surprise matchup if they focus so much on Nicole and Tyler's relationship.
I agree with that one. Next episode, last thing, and then we'll sign off. Who's going to the two? Who do you think is going to be going to the street? I say it's John and whoever he picks.
I think it's going to be Kaylin and Gio. It should be those two.
No.
Well, it depends on who wins.
It's too soon for those two.
So, yeah, Kaylin and Gio. Well, at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Because Kaylin's
in that trailer. Chris and Shanley were in there the first night.
Right. But they kind of gave it away because if you look at that trailer, Kaylin, she's in a lot of scenes in that trailer.
We're about to get cut off, guys.
Competing.
Almost there.
Oh. Alrighty.
So thanks everybody for tuning in. You guys can follow us at Reality Radio. I'm at CSU Grad A. Kirk. Where can they follow you, Stefan?
I'm at Sanders CSS.
And Whit?
You can follow us at Reality Radio Pod. And my personal email, my personal Twitter account is at Janelle, JanelMCG.
Just give them your phone
number.
Awesome. you're like, and we'll definitely be back really soon. We got Big Brother Talk to do. We got Big Brother Talk to do. We're going to be doing a draft. Next few days, maybe.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
And I'm going to ask a couple people to be our four, so we can have an even amount of players for each of us. And, so thanks everybody for tuning in, and we'll catch you guys next time.
Alrighty.
All right.
Peace out. See you later.